Markets ended the week off on a strong note, with the S&P 500 closing at a fresh record high, boosted by a rally in semiconductor stocks and other big tech names. This comes on optimism around artificial intelligence, with chip makers posting strong gains last week after Taiwan Semi reported that they are seeing booming demand for high-end chips that are used in AR. Investors also cheered as the University of Michigan survey showed that U.S. consumer sentiment improved to the strongest level since mid-2021. This strong reading adds to a string of stronger-than-anticipated economic readings that have prompted investors to rein in expectations for Fed interest rate cuts. The market is currently pricing in the first rate cut in May, pushed back from March. The Fed are now in a blackout period of no public talks ahead of the next FOMC meeting on January 31st. Looking at the week ahead, investors will be focused on key releases including US preliminary Q4 GDP, global PMIs, and the Fed's preferred inflation metric, the PCE index. It is expected to remain steady at 2.6% year-over-year with a monthly increase of 0.2%. Central banks will also be busy, with interest rate decisions expected from the Bank of Japan, European Central Bank, and the Bank of Canada. The earnings calendar is very busy, with Johnson & Johnson, Netflix, Tesla, Visa, and Blackstone all due to report this week. Turning to South Africa, it will be a busy week ahead. On Wednesday, December consumer price inflation will be released. Expectations are for headline inflation to moderate to 5.3% year-over-year from 5.5% in November, bringing the annual inflation to 5.9% for 2023. On Thursday, the MPC will have its first interest rate decision meeting for 2024. The committee is expected to keep rates unchanged at 8.25%, with focus on comments on future moves. And throughout the week, we expect South African retailers to start providing updates that will offer insights into the festive trading period. That's it for now. Have a great week.